From high atop the Rocky Mountains, this is your humble servant, commenting on the important and the mundane, and lending his voice to the exciting new phenomenon of podcasting. Today is Monday, March 7th, 2005, the eve of International Women's Day. The word podcast has been showing up under my eyeballs the past few days. Initially, I thought this was something you needed an Apple iPod to do, but it actually is a lot simpler than that. Simpler, from a technical point of view, yet at the same time more complicated, from a practical point of view. More on that later. In essence, and I may be way off here, but I think not, a podcast is simply an audio file, and apparently MP3 is the format of choice, that's made available from a conventional website. The content of a typical podcast file is analogous to a radio spot that features the spoken word. I'd say talk radio, but there's a lot of baggage associated with that term. Some podcasts undoubtedly feature music. I haven't heard too many. And, of course, there are copyright issues to consider in those cases. The RIAA having sworn eternal enmity against all who misuse their goods. And people who want to do this sort of thing more than once can make their files available via an RSS feed, and other bells and whistles can be added for effect. Sturgeon's Law applies here. Sturgeon's Law being that 99% of everything is crap. This basically means that for every one voice out there that sounds pleasant and has something coherent to say, you'll likely find 99 other files out there featuring voices with little or nothing to say, who hem and haw their way into obscurity and waste bandwidth along the way. Are people really so untalented? I don't think so. But that's where the complex nature of this new medium raises its ugly head. You see, most of us have been taught since birth that any kind of activity having to do with school is supposed to be hard. Writing is hard. Math is hard. Foreign languages are hard. That's some kind of societal expectation, and we end up going through life not really questioning it. You're not good at math? So what? On the other hand, the one thing that comes easily, talking, is something we're discouraged from doing in school, not to mention singing and dancing, unless duly supervised, of course. All of our cultural icons, the people we want to emulate, the people we want to be like, they sing, or they dance, or they show up on the big or small screen and act, and they make us believe through their actions and words that there's someone else for a little while. It looks easy, and it's the reason so many people set out with confidence on the road to Hollywood and what they believe will be eventual stardom, only to find, surprise, that singing, acting, whatever, requires its own form of discipline to which relatively few are willing to submit. You don't believe me? Take a newspaper article and try reading it out loud without stumbling over your teeth. It's not as easy as it sounds, yet it's only a very basic broadcasting skill. You want to be the next Garrison Keillor because you think you're at least as good? Well, step right up to the mic, friend. But watch out for all the little potholes and deadfalls along the way that can only be negotiated with knowledge generally born of experience. In other words, after you pay your dues. Indeed, I think the current explosive growth in podcasting is going to be followed by a just as violent implosion, as legions of wannabe Frankens and Limbaughs and Keelers find that this stuff is just too damn hard. Just as the written blog has the capability to place us ordinary citizens on an even par with, quote, professionals, unquote, who wield the written word on a daily basis, blogs being a virtual 21st century version of Sam Colt's ingenious equalizer, and notwithstanding recent court decisions in California, podcasting has an analogous capability, in its own way, to allow individuals to build audiences of listeners that might rival the masses that currently listen to established broadcast voices in the media. It's not easy, but it's possible. As always, only time will tell, and we do live in interesting times. This has been your humble servant, reporting on the important and the mundane from high atop the Rocky Mountains. Until next time, have a good one.